28, skipping that one. Financially constrained projects list for 2020-2050, transportation plans, presentation by Tommy Travers.
While we get that up on the screen, good morning, commissioners, chair. I'm Tommy Travers. I'm a transportation planner with the RTC. I'm here today to provide an update on the development of the regional transportation plan and to share the constrained project list. Next slide, please. The RTP is a state and federally mandated long-range transportation plan that's prepared every 4 years per state and federal law. The 2050 RTP is an update. is an update to the 2045 RTP and is scheduled for final approval in June of next year. Next slide, please. The policy element is about laying out the community's transportation goals, the RTC policies that correspond to those goals, and the performance targets that help us to measure progress and adjust so that we can achieve those goals. After an extensive public process, it was approved last year, and it's also included again in the agenda packet as an attachment. The action element is the project list that is intended to be made up of all of the transportation need in the county. So that's everything needing funding. And that list comes directly from the local jurisdictions as well as other implementing entities with working within the county, including Caltrans, Metro, the RTC, and UCSC. The financial element is the third element, and that work we've been performing in partnership with AMBAG staff to estimate the amount of transportation funds that are expected to be available for the next 25 years. Again, this is for all planned transportation need within the boundaries of this county. Next slide, please. The financial element was brought to the RTC in November. We're including it again as an attachment to the staff report. Since there's some interest right now in things happening at the federal level, I just wanted to include this quick, simple breakdown of where countywide transportation funds for the next 25 years are expected to come from. Next slide. So in the summer of last year, we mapped all the projects that were mappable, that were in the existing version of the RTP, and we shared that with the public and asked for their ideas for new projects that weren't already being planned. In the fall, we made our request to the local jurisdictions, Caltrans, transit providers, and UCSC, and shared with them the new ideas from the public. Our request was for the agencies to consult their own latest plans and to refer to the new RTP goals and policies, and then to provide us updates to all the projects, programs, and maintenance under their jurisdiction. This involved them providing updates to what were previously on the RTP, in the RTP, and also details on new projects. This complete list went to the RTC in November. Our project list includes all the transportation need in the county. In order of cost estimate total, those projects and programs are first, operations and maintenance of state highways and local roads, public transit and paratransit, improvements to state highways and local roads, bike and pedestrian only improvements, transportation demand management and transportation systems management, and goods movement. Next slide, please. We also asked the agencies for their best estimate of if and how much their projects were likely to be funded. We then used their input and looked at the ways that the estimated available funds have restrictions on types of projects. And so with minor adjustments to match the amount of expected funding, we have produced the list of what's called fiscally constrained projects. So i.e. Likely funded projects, either in whole or in part. So to reiterate, the bulk of our estimate of what will be funded comes straight from the agencies themselves, since they are the ones who are delivering the vast majority of projects in our county. The draft fiscally constrained and unconstrained project list that is included as an attachment link to the staff report estimates the complete cost of transportation needs in this county to be about $14 billion for the next 25 years. The total cost of all funded and partially funded projects is kept under the $6.3 billion that is currently estimated as available funds. Next slide, please. The purpose of having the constrained list is that once we have the likely funded projects, they are analyzed for the state-required program-level EIR that AMBAG is leading, as well as AMBAG's modeling work for the region that we'll also reference in our RTP draft document. For the concurrent MTP that AMBAG is working on, AMBAG will be analyzing the transportation network with planned land use changes and estimating impacts to emissions and mobility. RTC staff will continue to evaluate the consistency of projects with our goals and policies, and we'll use modeling and forecasts from AMBAG to measure performance targets. AMBAG is hosting, and RTC staff will also be in attendance, some public workshops focused on the MTP mainly in early April. More information about these is on the RTP webpage, which is secrtc.org/RTP, and will be shared to RTC lists. AMBAG staff also is available today on Zoom if you have any questions for AMBAG staff. Next slide, please. So the next major steps will be to release the RTP, so after this effort, so release the RTP for public review this December, and then to finally adopt the final RTP next June. Next slide, please. So staff recommends today that the RTC approve the fiscally constrained project list so that AMBAG can get going with their modeling and evaluation, and so that RTC staff can proceed with producing the draft RTP document. And we're asking for a commission action on this side. So that concludes my presentation. Thanks.
Thank you for the presentation.
I thank you very much for the staff report. There's in reviewing the project list, which was very comprehensive and ambitious and optimistic, there was one project that I didn't find there that I think needs to be added. On the North Coast, there's a proposed pedestrian bicycle trail from Davenport to the entrance to the National Monument, and the county is pursuing that with the Bureau of Land Management, and it's hopefully it will be done before the next 40 years and even sooner than the next 5 or 10 years. So I appreciate having that added to the list.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. And I think we did reach out to the county if they have a cost estimate yet. Even if they don't, we can have a placeholder and describe that project and have it in the list.
Thank you. And I would make a motion to approve the staff recommendation on this.
We have a motion and a second from Schifrin and a second from Rockin. Is there any other additional? Yes. Commissioner Martinez?
Yeah, I just have one quick comment. I think there might be an item missing from the unconstrained list that was passed at the November 7th RTC meeting, and it's a sidewalk in Ben Lomond from Main Street to basically the post office along Highway 9. There's like kind of a general Ben Lomond item on there, but that specific stretch I'm hoping can get called out on the unconstrained list. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and we did... we did get that feedback from Bruce McPherson at the meeting. I wasn't able to get a project estimate from the county, but we can still include that. But also, I just want to let you know that that project is a part of, I think you referenced it, the Ben Lomond area county road recommendations, priority recommendations from the SLV plan. So that sidewalk is also included in that project.
Thank you.
So if there's no additional comment, we have a motion and a second.